From Ephesians 5:19, it says, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord." May God bless our practice of this and our embodiment of all of God's gifts and presence within us and among us. Amen. We have a very full day today, so this sermon is really just a short reflection and a little reflection about spiritual music and devotional music. And to begin, just want to share with you a short, funny, true story, kind of in relation to this. And it has to do with a couple of years ago, I was meeting with a couple. They wanted to get married here in the church, not church members, just want to clarify. And we were talking about music. And they said, do we have to use sacred music only for our service? And I said, well, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, really, you know, all music is sacred. It's really all from God. So if there's something that resonates with you and resonates with love and resonates with your marriage, and I think it's sacred. And they said, great. And I said, what do you have in mind? You are so smart, you. You are so smart. Well, I said that, and they said, well, we love the song from the musical Camelot. And it's like, well, I've heard of that musical. And I said, so what is it? And I said, it's a song. It's called If Ever I Would Leave You. You know, so for those of you who don't, if ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in springtime, right? And they go through all the seasons. And so I thought they were kidding. I thought they were pulling, you know, my leg, because I also said, you know, I've never had, you know, never really had an instance where, you know, there wasn't something, you know, wonderful. So I said, I kind of said, oh, come on, you know. And I was like, no. They said, why? Why? I said, isn't that song about, like, every verse is about, like, I wouldn't leave you in this time, so now I'm going to check out a different time, and it wouldn't be in the springtime, but how about the wintertime? How about the fall? And they said, oh. I said, well, you know, at the end, it kind of comes down to, well, there really wouldn't be any good time to leave you. I said, I get your thinking. I appreciate that. I did say, but just, you know, for your guests who are there, with all the wonderful planning you're doing for your service, I think just realize that the one thing that people are going to be talking about for decades, right, is the wedding they went to. Anyway, it's like my dad went to a wedding where the dance that they had, bride and groom dance, was what kind of fool am I? So, same thing. They talked to their friends, they chose a different song. But the thing is, music does something, right? It has an effect. It has potency. It creates an atmosphere. It gives a message. It creates a mindset and a heart set. It's very powerful stuff. And it expresses our deepest feelings, our yearnings. And so it's no surprise that the Bible actually talks about singing a lot throughout. Laura mentioned the Psalms, wherever it's really every psalm was a hymn, right? And they were all sung. And I mentioned that really before Isaac Watts, that's all we had. And they don't rhyme really well necessarily. But that's what they were written for, was hymns. And people sang them. And in singing them, it's kind of like, you know, the kids' song when they were going through the Bible ABCs. Part of it is instructional too. You know, when we sing, we embed the message and then we sing that message. So we get it in here and then it goes out. We embed when we sing songs and when we hear the choir singing songs, we are embedding messages of faith. And those are the messages of hope and strength and togetherness and kindness. And so the singing is very powerful in this sense. It influences part of who we are, and what we want and who we become. And that's true if we repeat those messages enough. And that's why I love our scripture passage from Ephesians that says, sing, sing, and make music from your heart to the Lord. And this singing from your heart is really what it's about. It both gives voice, literally, to our faith, going out there, and at the same time, comes in here into our heart, becomes a part of us. And doing that intentionally, and doing that with this awareness, embeds and cultivates this heart and soul of love and faith that we feel when we're together. And it's not just singing songs. That's the interesting thing. Like when we sing our hymns, yes, we're singing a song, but that's not what it's about. And sometimes I hear, it's like, oh, I don't have a good voice. No, that's not it. When the choir sing, that's not a performance. It's the same thing. It's devotional singing. It's connecting us and equipping us and lifting us. That's devotional singing. That is spiritual singing. What they do, what we do. And so I just want to talk about this for a couple of moments today, because this is really something that's been on my mind about devotional music compared with performance singing. When we sing hymns, that's devotional singing. Not about, once again, hitting the right notes, or if musically it's a great song. I know that musically, these aren't necessarily, you know, these aren't top 40 hits that we're singing. You know. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we're hitting the notes. It doesn't matter if we're singing in monotone, for God's sake. Because, as our scripture says, it's about the heart. Right? And I bring this up because it's something that our culture, honestly, is messing up. It's messing things up for us, big time. Because in the last several decades, while the quality of music that we listen to is, you know, upping and upping and upping and upping, with recorded music, it's shifted our relationship as human beings with music itself. Because we think about this, human beings 6 million years old, right? For at least tens of thousands of years, we as human beings, we sang like the birds, like the crickets, in relationship with the earth and with life, like, you know, the ocean and the thunder and the God's music is all around us. And as human beings, we just sang. Like the way that babies still sing, they come out and we're equipped to sing, we coo, and we make noises before we learn to talk. Children sing before they're taught to be self-conscious about, is my voice good or not good? Yes, children, you know, are you singers? Every single one of them will raise their hand. You ask adults, are you a singer? Like, well, I don't know, you know, not that good. I really don't sing. It's the way God made us. And so for tens of thousands of years, there was just lots of regular people, only regular people, just singing all the time, everywhere. People would be singing, working in your fields, you would sing. Going to pubs, you would sing, not karaoke night. No microphone, no reverb or anything. Regular people singing. Now, there's a recent Harvard study. It documents how now parents even are singing less and less to their children. And there's tons of studies about the benefits of singing to children. We teach them things. We give them comfort. We make them feel included. And we give them reassurance, you know, letting them know that we're here through our singing. But because we've become uncomfortable listening to our own voices even, And we've become music listeners instead of singers. Parents aren't doing this so much anymore. But singing connects us with other people. And I think it connects us really with even our own soul and our own humanity. We literally become in sync with other human beings when we sing together. But in these last few decades, our way of listening to music with the really heavily, heavily produced music and singing, where now they even have that it doesn't let you sing off key.
Auto-tune.
So when you're singing, you know, the singer's not in perfect pitch. We don't know that because it goes through auto-tune and we hear these singers. And so it develops our ear and it changes us as human beings where we should be used to hearing what used to be normal is regular people, regular voices, others' voices, our own voices. And now we've developed this ear very quickly for produced music. And by definition, normal has shifted from hearing normal people sing to now heavily produced has become the norm. And so there are no longer the singing of the farmers or the shepherds in the fields or our neighbors in pubs or even necessarily our parents singing to us. But this is one of the things that we have here, where we turn things back, low tech, and we reclaim our humanity and we reclaim our soul when we sing in church. So we don't lose our voice, literally. Our wonderful, God-given, beautifully normal, organic, natural voice. So I mention this because when we sing hymns, let's reclaim our humanity and sing off key, monotone, anything. Reclaim that part of yourself, that ancient, beautiful part of our humanity. And let's make music from our heart to God. Amen.